Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, 9th day of November 2021. Good morning, everyone, or good day. Looks like not much change in the overall weather pattern. We continue to see warmer temperatures through tomorrow in advance of a trough or a line of upper-level low pressure, which will progress eastward through the Plain States. Folks, as that occurs, it puts our winds more out of the northwest aloft. That will allow a cold front to move down across the area. Sometime in the late night to pre-dawn hours, tomorrow night into Thursday morning. Folks, as that occurs, I don't expect to see much in the way of precipitation. Anything will generally be east of us. In fact, the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, and I agree with them, we're just not going to see much in the way of precipitation over the next 7 days. A pretty stable, dry weather pattern, even though we do have a couple of cold fronts, including that one tomorrow night into early Thursday morning. As it arrives, drier and somewhat cooler air will move in. By the way, tomorrow, do expect temperatures to be well above seasonal averages, probably into the lower 80s tomorrow afternoon before that cold front arrives tomorrow night. Temperatures cooling back down following the front, I think, for Thursday night into Friday. If you're with me yesterday, I talked about a secondary surge of cooler air Friday. Well, the computer models are kind of pulling back on that now. At least there may be a secondary surge, but I just don't expect to be quite as chilly as we thought it would be yesterday at this time. So as a result, I'll bring up the Friday and the Saturday temperatures as well, a few degrees. There is another dry cold front, which will come in sometime late Sunday into Sunday night. As it does so, it'll just reinforce the air mass in place and cool things down, again with plenty of sunshine into the first part of next week. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, on this 9th day of November 2021. I'll update my 7-day forecast on the website and my audio weather thoughts again on Wednesday morning. Hope you have a good Tuesday.